The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
You're tuned to WGNS, and now joining us in studio from EMS and Public Safety, we have Chris Clark and Brian Gaither. So how are both of you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well.
Doing well.
So what does EMS oversee?
We provide emergency medical services for all of Rutherford County. We're one of the few public safety entities that cover the whole county. We currently have 17 units. We're fixing to put our 18th unit on the streets. We're very busy. We do 100, 130 calls a day with those units.
We're about to wrap up the fiscal year. Do you expect to see an increase in 911 calls for EMS specifically?
With the growth of the county, it increases every year, but we made a little over 40,000 EMS calls.
40,000?
Yes, sir.
Is there a call where you can say, well, you know, a lot of our calls are this, you know, maybe accidents involving vehicles, or is there something that you hear on a more routine basis?
We really run all different kinds of calls. So obviously, we have plenty of motor vehicle accidents because you drive across this town and you can see why that happens. But, you know, medical calls, different trauma calls, and I mean, it's just a wide variety of calls that we make.
Drug overdoses, it seems like that has been on the increase over the last 10 years at least. Is that something we're seeing continue to go up?
Yeah, I would say that they're on the rise. It just kind of depends on what's on the streets during that week or month or whatever. So we know pretty quickly if something bad has made it to the area.
And also with us today, Chris Clark, Public Safety Director. So what does Public Safety oversee?
We are the emergency management agency of Rutherford County, and we also provide the county as a whole. We look at mitigation, response, planning, and recovery. When we look at big incidents such as tornado threat or ice storms, things like that, to all the way up to cybersecurity, we do the planning, mitigation, and look at the response, and look at response plans and make sure that they're efficient.
Storms being on a lot of people's minds because we had quite a few storms move through the area really in recent weeks. What has taken place over those recent weeks?
We've done a lot of planning with our public safety partners, and also recently we have now 3 different storm shelters to make sure that they're open in the time of need. We opened those shelters up for a potential threat of severe weather, and they usually stay open for a couple hours. And then we check the weather to make sure that we can close it down.
What are some of the biggest issues that Rutherford County right now faces with public safety?
It's just growth. You know, we always looking at different response plans, how we can be more efficient. We look at school safety. That's a big thing. We look at ways of better communication with the community and how can we get these messages out in the event of a large-scale event.
I know the governor recently called for a lot of new safety measures within the schools, especially new schools being built. Here in Rutherford County, how is all of that going to impact us? Because I know bulletproof or bullet-resistant windows were one of the big items.
It is, and we work close with the school safety director, also the school board, and making sure that we implement what we can to keep those kids safe. You know, I have a personal investment. My daughter is a school teacher, and so is my wife. And so we want to make sure that all these kids go to school and they're safe. And with the new regulations, things like that, I think that it will increase that security. However, we still have to be proactive in making sure that we try to see everything.
A forensic center is something that's been talked about a lot, really, in the last few years. Is that something that would serve Rutherford County well, and what would that entail?
It's been in the works for the last 10 or 15 years, trying to get that started here in Rutherford County. I feel like we're closer than ever. You know, we currently have 20 to 30 autopsies performed a month. Those are performed at a facility in Nashville. It's a large facility. They have a lot of volume. More so, it doesn't really impact us. It impacts our law enforcement, you know, because they have to go up there to view those autopsies and communicating back and forth. We were right on the goal line of getting some state funding back a few months ago, and that went away, but we're still pushing forward.
As far as autopsies go, I know obviously murders, things like that, require an autopsy, but what other things do require an autopsy?
So their recommendation is any unexplained, unwitnessed death.
Suicides would be one of them. Overdoses, I guess, another
one. Suicides, overdoses.
The county would be able to save money by having their own forensic center, because right now, does the county pay Nashville for these, or pay whoever does those exams in Nashville?
We do. We pay, right now, it's $2,500 per autopsy plus a transportation fee.
So again, state funding maybe in the future. We don't know.
There's a lot of things going on in the background. I'm pretty optimistic we can get this done in the next year or so. They've done some planning and engineering for a building, started the drawings, working with the architect, and we're moving forward.
And then with public safety, does public safety also oversee things like probation, the probation offices?
Not my office. We work a lot with all agencies. If they had a need of any type of planning, mitigation, or any of those kind of things, we would assist them. We assist a lot of different agencies to help them in the time of need, whether it is talking about working with EMS, and we connect the dots a lot of times. We look at policies and contracts, things like that. But we don't work particularly with probation.
What are some of the big changes that you see coming to Rutherford County as we continue to grow?
I just see the increase in the need of our public safety and all of the preparedness and trying to get the community aware of different situations and where to go, when to do that. Being proactive is our biggest thing. However, with the growth, our way we get to scenes now is difficult. You know, we have to navigate these streets and things like that. And then, you know, we look at our waterways. Our community's growing. We got a whole lot more concrete on the ground than we did several years ago. And where does all that water go? And just yesterday, we had a water rescue out on Nice's Mill. We do quite a bit of those water rescues.
And then when you look at Rutherford County as a whole, just a vast array of emergencies occur every single year. I mean, you've had everything from jet airplanes crash, small Cessnas crash, boat accidents. I mean, there's just such a long list of incidents, and the variety is really, it's expanded over the years.
And we look at all of those. We try to prepare our personnel for all hazards approach.
The training that would encompass such a wide variety of incidents, it has got to be a big undertaking in itself.
It is, and we have great personnel. And, you know, they're self-achievers, and they go out and get these trainings. And then as leaders here in our different agencies, we want to encourage our personnel to seek those opportunities, because they bring it back to the county and provide and share that information. So we do a lot of train-the-trainer events so that it reduces the cost to taxpayers. There's just many things out here that we do to try to prevent or raise cost.
And here, whenever we do have an emergency that does require outside help, maybe another county is needed to come in to help because there's such a large scale disaster. But then on the flip side, Rutherford County goes out to these other counties that we work with. And whenever that occurs, where another county needs assistance, how do you get the call? Then how do you decide who to send?
So, just here recently, we ended up sending a fire crew for some water rescue May the 8th, actually May the 9th, from our last severe storm. We've sent personnel to Sumner County. And what transpires is usually they will call me, or they'll call the state, and the state will call our office, and then we will poll whatever agency it is, can you assist? And this is what we need. 9 times out of 10, we have that capability, meaning we have adequate staffing to provide for another account. And it's a pretty good, I would say, phone tree to a certain extent.
And how quick of an action is all of this? Like, let's say there's a water rescue underway and help's needed and in a nearby county. How quickly do you work to get somebody out there to that other county?
So if we're providing mutual aid, we call it, the first thing we call is a scramble. That's within 30 minutes on the road of response to another county. The second is delayed, which we can go up to 12 hours and then respond, such as we know that we're going tomorrow to assist a search in Columbia during the tornado. So they have 12 hours to prepare, and they can be up there in Columbia for 24 hours. And then last but not least is an extended, which we have 24 hours to prepare, and we could be there for 2 weeks.
And again, this morning we've been talking about EMS and public safety, and our guests today have been EMS Director Brian Gaither and Rutherford County Public Safety Director Chris Clark. As we close this morning, are there new job positions available, and if so, how can people apply?
We're always hiring. RutherfordCountyTN.gov. You go to the site, you can navigate through there. We're getting ready to open the Walter Hill Public Health and Safety Building in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So we're currently looking to staff that. And we constantly have anywhere from 6 to 10 openings just from different turnover.
Are a lot of those, what, paramedic positions? What are you looking at there?
Paramedic and advanced EMT positions.
And then with public safety as a whole, Chris, what are things that you're looking at?
What we look at is the communication centers and making sure that they're staffed. Currently, I think we have one position open in our communication center. Our biggest focus right now is our EMS partners and our fire partners and our law enforcement partners and assisting them in any way we can promote recruitment and retention.
Sounds good. Again, with us this morning, Brian Gaither and Chris Clark. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the new menu items that we have added is our Salmon Imperial. Our Salmon Imperial is a fresh cut piece of salmon with shrimp and a crab meat blend, and then we've put our Alfredo sauce on top of it. It's great for a low carb diet that you can get with spinach, but also it just has an amazing flavor with a mixture of all those flavors between the shrimp, Alfredo, and then our salmon. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner 7 days a week at Demas's.
Capstar is now a division of Old National Bank. You'll notice some changes as we complete the transition to Old National Bank. The Murphy Spread team that you know and trust at Capstar are always ready to serve you. We'll temporarily use Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, until the transition's complete. As always, we're ready to serve you at Capstar Bank, a division of Old National Bank, member FDIC.